the Lamed Ches, Ido Levi Lamed Ches.
Compassionate and activist, thinking, caring person. Sorry, Rav, I guess I could say more representative of the new age generation. Not to lump anybody else with me, but less thinking, but more passive and more kind of like comfortable set in your ways, which I guess is what Tisha B'Av is about. Kina Lamed Ches, I think, is a very appropriate kina for this new generation, for what we face today. I want to thank all the people who said the kinas, trying to, like I think Rav Hillel said so beautifully, that the crying is the avoda of the yom, and certainly try to, and the kinas in general, try to get that out of us, but not all of it speaks to us bizman hazeh. Yes, there are isolated incidents and nobody's spared some degree of sorrow and challenge. Certainly that's true. But on the whole, there's no blood rushing in the streets. That's been cleaned away. The story of hunger and women eating their children, that right now at this moment, this is as hungry as I ever get, pretty much. And I still feel, Baruch Hashem, terrific. In going to Yerushalayim, the description of Yerushalayim being all blackened, a blackened widow with, in shambles. My Yerushalayim experience on an off day, I'll go maybe with the kids. We'll go and we'll go through Mamir Mall, I guess, as most people go, to the old city, maybe get a iced coffee, and we'll go down to the Kotel. Maybe we'll do a tunnel tour, maybe the southern wall excavation. Machon HaMikdash, have some sort of spiritual experience, and Chabad Menin, Mancha Kotel, and come back inspired. This is what our experience is, and so it's harder for us to get worked up. So I wanted to say, like Rav Padowitz did, piggyback on the Rav's mashal. Wanted to flesh it out. The Rav started the kinos today by making a mashal of a factory. So I wanted to expand a little bit. So he said there's a factory and there's a baal habayis, and the factory is supposed to, for its workers, the factory is really for the benefit of its workers. They produce an important product, they do something of value, they have a seder to their yom, and they have a purpose. So I wanted to describe the layout of this factory a little more. Around the factory there's a fence, on the way around the perimeter there's this fence, it's fenced off. And also within the factory, so the workers, right annexed, right next to the factory, they made, like a rec room, because you can't work all day. You have like a lunch hour. So it has, foosball and knock hockey and ping pong, and it has like a snack bar. And over time, these workers, they start spending a little less time with the actual work of the factory, and they start, kind of gravitating towards the rec room more, and it's geschmack, and they enjoy, and they're really lacking for nothing. And that's when the factory gets closed. The factory gets closed because the baal habayis sees that even though they come to work and they show up, their heart, they're not into it. They just don't get it. They're not here for the work. They're not getting the benefit that the factory was intended for. And so they closed the entire complex, and the fence is closed. And for 2,000 years, the fence is closed. For 2,000 years, the fence is closed. And then there's a sense of, 2,000 years later, there's like a sense of urgency, there's a Holocaust, whatever. There's a stimulus, and the stimulus all of a sudden creates a sense of urgency, and the workers, there's achdus. There's achdus, and they gather. They gather around the fence. And the Baal Bayis sees they're ready. They're ready to go into the fence. But he does something very, very smart. There's something ingenious. He opens the fence. And he only opens the rec room. He only opens the rec room. And now he says to them, this is your nisayon. You're now in the same spot you were 2,000 years ago. What are you going to do? Are you going to sit around and play foosball? And listen to your iPod and have a geschmack of time? Or are you going to recognize that the 2,000 years meant something, that you were locked out for a reason? Are you going to go back? And you're going to actually fulfill the purpose for which you were placed there? Hosai, I really, it's a bold statement, but I think we're in the only time in the entire Jewish history where we're mamish in the same place where we were at the Chorban HaBayis. During the time that was destruction, of course everybody longs for there to not be destruction. That's natural, right? By Shani, starting to be shenanigans, right? They were bribing their way in, and there was just, at a certain point, just became a show, a dog and pony show. There wasn't sincerity there. But it still had the trappings of Yerushalayim Abnuya. And Hashem said, no, I'm going to throw this down. And that's our natural inclination. We don't feel it. We think we're in Yerushalayim Abnuya now. This is the only time. For 2,000 years, Klal Yisrael longed for Yerushalayim. It's the only other time we can actually say we can take Yerushalayim for granted, Chas V'Shalom. It's the only other time. Famous Gemara, the end of Makos, the Rav mentions all the time, Rabbi Kiva's with the Chachamim. And they're crying. They see the ruins of Yerushalayim and the foxes trotting through the ruins. And they're crying, and Rabbi Akiva is laughing. And Rabbi Akiva is laughing. Because he knows that if that promise of the destruction will be fulfilled, the new building will also be fulfilled. But I'm going to say another bold thing, which is, I think if he saw us today, I don't think he'll be laughing. I don't think that this is very funny. I don't think that, when everything's in ruins, you can laugh, because then everybody longs for the Geula. But when everybody's just in the rec room, frolicking, having a grand old time, I think he would be very nervous. I think he would think that it took 2,000 years of destruction to get them to want to break down the outer fence. What will it take to get them to want to get back into the factory? We're not really that close from those sides. Maybe Yechidim are. So I think that's the question. And that's what Kina Lamed Ches says. It says, woe unto me, I'm going to do the English, I don't understand the Hebrew too well. It says, woe unto me that Edom and Arabia make their home in your nest. You have the Christians and the Muslims. They're the ones that are in your midst. This is in the middle of the Kina. This was meant for David and Shlomo. This is not meant for them. Does that not bother you? You take pride that this is like some sort of multicultural city, Yerushalayim? You had a table, you had a menorah, you had an aron. You don't have any of this. You think you have a beautiful Mamila Mall and a nice kotel you can go to, and the new Eish HaTorah building where you can stand on top and look at the model of the Beis HaMikdash? You think that that's a beautiful thing? Yes, you should be grateful to Kadosh Baruch Hu with that. But there's 10 levels. There's 10 levels of Kedusha of Yerushalayim. And we're barely scratching the first level. You don't even know what you're missing. There was an incense that you could smell all the way to Yericho. There's the songs of the Levim that you could hear all the way all the way for miles and miles. Our generation, to use an analogy, is like a bunch of teenagers on a tour bus. When I was a teenager, so it was a very rowdy affair to be on a bus together with your buddies. But in this day and age, everyone plugged into electronics. You look out, you go on a bus, it's like a sudam afsekas. Like nobody's looking at each other. Everybody's in their head they're having a party, but if you look from the outside, it's just silence, no eye contact. That's kind of us, you know, we're not looking at each other, we're so up in our own heads, we're so up in our own distorted reality that it's so hard for us to muster the passion that somebody like, let's say, Aryeh has to even think about what's going on 10 miles away or 10 feet away. And so the kina ends with, shake yourself, wake up and shake yourself. And that's our lesson. How are we going to get out of this? That's for the Rabbanim to tell us. Perhaps, like Aryeh said, we have to, at the very least, learn about the Karbanos, or at the very least, read it, Karbanos in the morning, with some sense of connection to it. But at the very least, if we don't do that, if we don't actively do something to break down the wall from the rec room to the actual factory, at the very least we should realize that that is really where we're supposed to be. That is really our true goal. And at the very least, we should cry, if we can, that we're not there yet.